Alright folks, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving deep into something we all grapple with at some point. Failure. Now, I know what you're thinking. Failure? That sounds about as fun as a root canal. But hear me out. Failure isn't the enemy. It's an inevitable part of the human experience, and it can actually be our greatest teacher if we let it. Think about it. Every successful person you admire, every groundbreaking invention, every incredible feat, it all started with someone stumbling, falling flat on their face, and getting back up again, stronger than before. That's what we're talking about today, building resilience in the face of failure. It's about learning to not just bounce back, but to soar higher after setbacks. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs. Projects go sideways, relationships hit rough patches, and sometimes you just miss the mark. That doesn't mean it's over. So, how do we cultivate this mental toughness? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build an unshakable spirit. First up, reframe your perspective. Failure isn't a full stop, it's a comma. It's a chance to adjust course, learn from mistakes, and come back stronger. Think of those iconic entrepreneurs who were rejected countless times before achieving success. Thomas Edison with his light bulb, Walt Disney with his animation studio, Steve Jobs with Apple. They didn't let those failures define them, they used them as fuel to push forward. Next, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we tend to be way harsher on ourselves than we are on others? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your shortcomings without dwelling on them, and focus on growth instead of punishment. Number 3, seek out feedback. This is where the magic happens. Ask trusted friends, mentors, or colleagues for honest feedback about what went wrong. Sometimes an outsider's perspective can shed light on blind spots we have. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift, not a weapon. Now, let's talk about embracing challenges. Stepping outside your comfort zone is essential for growth. Those moments when you feel resistance are often opportunities in disguise. So, face those fears head on, even if it means taking baby steps. Think of it like this. Every time you overcome a challenge, you build a mental muscle that makes you stronger. Finally, celebrate your victories. No matter how small they seem, acknowledge your wins. That finished project, that difficult conversation you had, that personal goal you achieved, give yourself credit. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reminds you of your capabilities. Let me tell you a story about this resilience stuff. A few years back, I was working on a major project for my business. I poured my heart and soul into it, but at the last minute, everything went south. The website crashed, the launch date got pushed back, and I felt like my whole world was crumbling. That feeling of defeat? It was crushing. But here's the thing. Instead of letting that setback consume me, I took a deep breath, analyzed what went wrong, reached out to my team for support, and started rebuilding. I learned from every mistake, adjusted my strategy, and eventually launched a successful campaign. So, remember folks, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. It's the bumps in the road that shape us, teach us, and ultimately make us stronger. We all have the capacity for resilience within us. It's about choosing to embrace challenges, learn from our mistakes, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Now, head out there and turn those setbacks into comebacks. Share your thoughts on today's episode with me. What are your biggest takeaways? How have you built resilience in your own life? Let me know in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep striving for greatness, and remember, failure is just a stepping stone to success.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.